Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
All right, so delighted to be joined in studio by lightweight champion of the world, Kelly Harrington. Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How's life?
All good, yeah. Yeah, feeling good. Feeling ready to rock and roll again.
Yeah, and fresh from your first fight back on Irish soil there on Saturday, looking fresh?
Yeah, it's nice to get a fight after since November, so it's nice to be back in there, back doing your thing, and hopefully keep it going now.
Yeah, and you're here as part of the Dare to Believe Olympic Primary Schools programme, a school activation programme championed and supported by the Athletes Commission. Olympism, Paralympism and the benefits of sport will be promoted in schools nationwide by some of Ireland's best known and most accomplished athletes in a fun and interactive manner. The initial pilot phase is targeting the 5th and 6th class students in primary schools. People can check out Dare to Believe for more. In terms of your own association with this programme, Kelly, can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, for me, like, when I was younger in school, there was nothing really in the schools for us, you know, and there wasn't a great variety either in the schools. So I think something like this, where the schools have an option of all different sports, is absolutely fantastic, you know. Mm. And for boxing to be a part of that is brilliant. It's a great programme, it's been run very well, and it's very refreshing. So I think it's a fantastic setup, and if I was 10 to 12, I'd love to be doing something like this.
And I know you've always been advocating encouraging young people to get involved in, particularly youth people in the inner city. Is there something about sport particularly, though? I know they can go down different routes like music or acting or those kind of things, but is there something about sport you think is beneficial in particular?
Yeah, like you said, they can go down all different routes. Like, we've loads of actors and stuff like in the inner city, but sport for me, it brings a great discipline. Mm. You know, for me, that's why I chose sport instead of singing. You know, I left my singing career aside so I could box.
Kelly.
the discipline in it is just, it's great. And like, I mean, every kid and needs discipline in their life. You know. Mm. And a focus as well. There's a focus in it as well. Like, so, I mean, when I first started, I had the focus on my first fight, which was 3 months after I started. So, like, you're focusing on something all the time. There's always a focus. So, like, as a kid, it's nice to have a focus, and that focus will bring discipline. So.
Mm. And I mentioned you boxed on Saturday at the national finals, and you're one of the main attractions, albeit you had a walkover in the lightweight division this year. So it was an international contest. Was the motivation slightly different going into Saturday compared to last year, for example?
It was, yeah. There's no point denying it. When you're getting ready for a national elite final, mm. you expect to be fighting a national mm. person, like an Irish person. You're always geared up for it, because there's always a real challenge. Like, you have to win it, you know? Like, you have to win it.
Yeah.
But it's different. This time, I didn't have that. Like, I have to win this, you know? Like, not that I was going in thinking like, oh, I don't have to win it either, you know, but that little bit of an extra push wasn't there for me, you know. But I was just delighted to get the fight either ways, you know. Yeah. I definitely, like, if I hadn't got the fight on Saturday, I would have been very, very disappointed. Like, this week I'd be snapping, basically, because that's where everyone wants to be
on
is in the finals of the elites. But as well as that, for my own preparation going forward, to get rid of the rust as well. I wanted to be back in there, in an environment where there's people sitting around the ring and judging, and like the atmosphere and the nerves and all. I wanted to feel that again. So when I'm going into my next competition, it's not just happening and I'm feeling it there. I'm like, oh, this is overwhelming. So. Do you know what I mean? It's all a part of the process, like.
And it's a brilliant showcase, as you said, and you got a lovely reception back. I think you said after the fight, someone asked you what the next move is, and you said you're going to have a pizza or a burger. Have you had time to unwind since the World Championships? Have you been able to switch off?
Yeah, I've been training hard. Like, I'm always training hard. I have to train hard for myself, for my own head, anyways. But I've been eating like a horse, and my weight is fine, so it's grand. Like, but coming closer to competition, you obviously start to tidy up your diet a bit and start eating correct and eating the right things. That's going to give you energy for your fights, and it's what you eat during the week of a fight that's going to benefit you through your fight, you know. So that would be my goal in coming up to fights and stuff.
Yeah, and I know it's good to have an escape from boxing, even though it is your passion and what you're driving towards. But I know I've seen you speak before about St. Vincent's in Fairview, and you think that was an outlet, an escape from boxing. You're really passionate about that, aren't you?
I love it. Like, it's just amazing to go in there. And do you know what it is? It's like, I still don't see myself as anything special, because I'm still doing the same things all the time. Like, I haven't got superpowers or anything. Like, I'm just a normal person. And like, sometimes people will be like, oh, the world champion, blah, blah, blah. It's great, you know, I love it. But I also love people being real and saying, yeah, you might be a world champion, but you still have to do this, you know. Like, you're still, like, you know, you're no better than anyone else. Like, you know, we're all human, we're all equal. Like, I'm just lucky enough to have won the world championships.
Yeah. And what would your typical work day be like in St. Vincent's?
So I get up, be in there for 8:30, and then they'll get their breakfast. So I bring up their breakfast and stuff, and that'd be between like 9 to 10. So when they settle down, then I'll be like, come on, we go in and we get karaoke on, like, because it breaks my day up, yeah, as well. You know, like, I could, yeah, sit there all day and do nothing and be bored and like be saying, oh, Jeannie, I can't wait to go home watching the clock, you know, like. But that's not the type of person I am. I'd rather be there and be active and have the crack with them, you know. So I'd be there and I'd be turning on the karaoke and we'd be up and we'd be singing and we'd be dancing and having the crack and all, like, the stick does be going, like, it's a great place to work. But I think for me, because I'm not there all the time, that's probably why. Whereas if I was there working full time, I probably wouldn't get the same quality, yeah, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah. So I love it. So every time I go in, it feels like I'm just going in to visit them, you know. Like, they're like family to me, to be honest with you. There's 9 patients on the ward, St. Mary's ward, in the hospital that I work on, and they're all great, like, and they support me totally, like, and they'll tell me how it is, like, you know, like, so I love it, like, I love their honesty, so it's brilliant, like, you can't get any more realer than that.
And just to bring it back to the World Championships briefly, I know, like, you boxed really well throughout the tournament, got better as it went along, but when it came down to the split decision at the end, and I know you haven't always got the rub of the green on those, what was going through your mind just as the score was being read out at the end?
Just to be honest with you, I was thinking, no way, not again, I don't believe it. Like, I thought, like, this can't be happening, like, what am I going to do, like, a split decision, like, how am I going to cope with this, like. And when I got it, like, I was just, like, I wasn't shocked that, like, oh, I'm shocked I've won, like, I can't, like, you know, I was shocked that, like, I've actually got the nod on a split decision. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm actually, like, getting the nod here for once, like. But the feeling, like, was just, I can't describe it, like, it's amazing, it really is. Like, when I was looking back at the clip with the coaches and all, like, in the corner, like, Dima was jumped into Zor's arms, his legs and all were off the ground, like, and he's pulling him up, like, and, like, it's those moments that, you know, like, I don't know, world champion, I'm a world champion, yeah, all right, but it's everyone around me who has put so much time into me, who has made me a world champion in life, and not in boxing, like, you know, they've helped me shape my life as well, like, rather than just become a world champion, like, you know, there's so much more to it than just being a boxing world champion, like, I feel like I'm winning at life every day, like, that I get to spend time with those people and, you know, work with those people, and it's brilliant, and I don't want it to ever end.
You mentioned the feeling there, and you've spoken about the balance between maybe the fear of losing and the joy of winning, maybe sometimes
the fear of losing sometimes can be greater than the joy of winning, and that happens to a lot of athletes, and you'll see it in the athlete, like, they've had a clean, like, sweep for so long, and then they're terrified, like, to box, because they're so afraid of losing and how they're going to cope with, like, oh, if I lose, like, what are people going to think, and all that kind of stuff that goes on, like. But for me, like, I've lost before, like, I know what that feeling is like, you know, like, I'm not saying I'm never going to lose again, like, it's not a loss if you take nothing away from it, it's a loss, you know. Mm. Like, if you take something away from it, then you're not losing, like, you're learning all the time, like. So for me, it's a part of the process, and you just have to trust the process and believe in yourself, and not every day is going to be a good day at the office, really, you know.
And in terms of, like, we saw the other night on Saturday, the quality of female boxing in Ireland at the moment, but when you started off in your teens, was it tricky to get established as a female boxer in Ireland? Were many of the clubs amenable to bringing female boxers in, even?
When I first started, like, one club wouldn't take me because we were, like, I was in the youth club, and I told them, listen, I want to start boxing. So they had got a club up to speak to us, but they didn't actually know they were coming up to speak to a group of girls. Mm. So when they came up, they were like, oh, and they were shocked. And I was like, we actually don't take girls, like. So that was knocked on the head, and eventually I got into a club in the area. They got their own showers and all, like, but I never actually took a shower at that stage because I was too young. I just ended up going across the road to my house, like. But it was quite hard to get a respect as a young female boxer. I won't say athlete, because I wasn't an athlete back then. Do you know what I mean? There's no point in beating around the bush. I wasn't an athlete. I'm an athlete now, but I wasn't back then. And it's hard to become an athlete when you're not getting respect, you know. So yeah, I was, like, wasn't getting respect off a lot of people. Some people were giving me great respect, and then some people just thought, oh, girl shouldn't box and all, like. And you're like, who are you to say I can't box? Probably punch the head off you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, but the good thing is, it's really, really changed. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I heard someone saying something like that. Or, like, the thing is now, people are, like, they actually want the girls in the club. They're actually trying to get the girls into the clubs now, because the girls are producing a lot of medals, like, you know. Mm. Like, it's, especially underage, like, the medals that's coming in, is a lot of them are females, are girls, you know. And then of course all the grants and all, for, like, if you have females in your club, you get special grants as well for female changing rooms and showers and all this kind of crack. So yeah, people are changing their minds when they're seeing we're bringing the results now.
Yeah, and I read before, I think, about your first experience in boxing. You were thrown in the deep end a bit in Cavan, I think it was. What was the story behind that?
Yeah, I was in Cavan, and well, before I was in Cavan, I was told, you're going to have a fight. And I was only in the club, I think, 3 months, like. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was real nervous going down, like. But when I went down, like, she was pinging the head off me, literally pinging the head off me. And when I'd land shots on her, I'd say, sorry. Like, it was a real kind of, like, sorry, I hit you that hard. No, you don't hit me that hard, won't you not? Like, you know, I just hadn't got a clue what, like, I didn't know what I was getting into, you know what I mean? Mm. But went to the third round, and it was nearly got through the third round, but they stopped it then in the third round. I hadn't even got a clue. I was like, what's going on? Like, I didn't even know it was stopped until after the fight, like. And I was told, yeah, you were stopped in the third round. And I was like, what? Like, and then they explained it to me. But I come home on the bus, and I literally bawled my eyes for the whole time coming home. And, like, just because the competitiveness, like, I just wanted to win, like, you know, I just wanted that feeling, like. And I was so upset that, like, I was embarrassed, like, that I had lost my first fight, like, that I had lost, like, you know. But then I came back and I fought the same girl. I kept training because I was like, I'm going to get her. I don't care, I'm going to get her. Because she'd had a few fights, you know. Like, it wasn't a fair fight by any means, like. So I come back, and I think I trained for a year, and I fought her then on our club show then, where, like, there was people from my area and all around. So they were all watching, and it was great because I beat her, like. And I, like, wouldn't say I beat her well, but, like, I beat her cleanly and fairly, you know, like, which was brilliant, like. So I was delighted with that then.
Mm. And you went on to establish yourself as one of our top fighters, but there was a bit of a roadblock, obviously, with Katie Taylor at 60 kilos. Were you always confident that, did you ever lose faith, I suppose, during that period, or were you always confident you'd eventually get to the point you're at now?
Yeah, like, I mean, you're always going to lose faith when there's someone else there, like. And then plus, even as I got older, people still weren't taking me serious in boxing, like. and there was only eyes on one female boxer in Ireland, you know, like there was only one female boxer in Ireland, but there wasn't actually, there was a whole load of other female athletes coming through, like, and no one got a look in. So I was kind of like always sitting on the back burner, really, like, you know. But like I said, for me as a person, boxing shaped my life and it changed my life. I kept training not simply because I thought, like, I'm going to train and one day I'm going to become a world champion or anything, but because it was changing my life for the better. And because if I didn't keep boxing, what would I be doing? Like, you know, like, God knows what I'd be doing. So I kept training anyways, and I kept getting better, like, all the time I was getting better. So eventually Katie is gone, and then I'm filling in there now. I'm the new world champion there now, like, so yeah, it's good. Everyone has their moment. She had hers, I have mine, and I'm sure there'll be someone now behind me that will have theirs, you know. But it's all about, you know, it's about encouraging other female athletes and not being the only one. I'm not the only one there. Like, there's a whole team around me, like, and there's a whole team of female athletes, and there's a younger generation coming up. And I'm telling you now, you watching a few years' time, these are really going to blow you out of water. I swear, like, I'm telling you, really, really good. Really good. And I'm always saying it, and I know a lot of them, like, and their positivity and their determination now, like, it's just, it's to be admired, like, because there's no way had I got that when I was that age, like, you know, like, they actually, it's kind of scary when you look at the determination and the goals that they have at that young age. Like, the only thing I would say is I hope that, like what I said, the fear of losing is greater than the joy of winning. Some of these people, and has happened over the years, some of these kids have been winning, and the coaches have been telling them they're brilliant, and then they take a loss, and then it's like the world has ended, and then boom, they're gone, you know. So for me, I'm trying to tell them, like, it's never a loss. Like, if you take something away from it, like, you're learning from it, like, it doesn't define you as a boxer, you know.
And the clock's against us, but just one last point. I know we're, like, Tokyo's firmly on the horizon now. We've got international tournaments this year, and everyone's going to be preparing for Kelly Harrington. You're the new pin-up. That's what all the other guards will be aiming to achieve or get to that level. Has your mindset changed now? I know you can't train any harder because you've always been one of our hardest trainers, but how does your focus switch?
It just, like what you said, like, someone told me there the other day that the Thai girl, like, they're all training to beat me now, like, and I'm like, I can't do that. I can't train just for one person, because you go out and you meet someone else and they beat you, you know what I mean? And all along you've been training for this one person, like, it doesn't make sense, like, and it has happened, and I've seen people do that kind of thing, training for one person who has beat them, like, and it doesn't work out that way. Mindset has trained. It's just to I need to fight and I need to box. I need to do orthodox and I need to do a southpaw. I've been doing all of that. I've been working at it all. It has stood to me, so I just need to get better at doing it. So I need to keep doing what I'm doing and just get mentally stronger a bit as well, like, you know. But it's great. Like, I've a great community and a great area who keeps me mentally strong, and I'm delighted. And I'm a part of the Dublin City Council. I'm an ambassador for the Northeast in our city, and they're doing great things in there. And to be able to bring all of this back to my community, to see these kids, like, coming up to me as, like, looking at me as a role model, like, it's hard. I was only saying it this morning, I still can't believe that people are looking at me as a role model. Like, I'm like, what? You know, so it's fantastic. This experience is great. It's not going to last forever, so I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being a role model and ambassador for the Dare to Believe program and for the Northeast Inner City. It's just fantastic.
Great stuff. World champion Kelly Harrington, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks a million for having me.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.